morning, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on January 29th, 2018. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
I am Tanono Kawande.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the MTC Alliance.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 011-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter mobile frequency and on the 4930-15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 o'clock.
On the internet, you can find us on www.voazimbabwe.com and www.voashona.com and www.voandebele.com.
Thanks for joining us once again. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. This evening we are talking about internal rifts in the MTC Alliance.
Now, not all is well in the MTC Alliance ahead of the crucial general elections, as an internal rift is threatening to tear the opposition group. Indications are that some top members of the MTC Alliance are clashing over the allocation of seats.
The MTC Alliance comprises Moken Tsvangirai's MTCT, another MTC formation led by Professor Welshman Ncube, Agrippa Mutambara Zimbabwe People First, Transform Zimbabwe led by Jacob Ngaruvume, the Naibidis People's Democratic Party, and Zanu Ndonga.
Join the show right now and tell us what you think about the MTC Alliance. Please note that we are live streaming this show right now on our Facebook pages, VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele.
Our number is 001-202-619-2077. So call us at that number so that we can call you back. Yebokambe mahlebezulu lingalitshona njani lapha likhona kona ngampo ke ngemakhaya thina lapha ke lo Tanono Kawande siyaphila sibili. Yes, lamhla ke sikhuluma ngodaba oqhathekileyo kakhulu. Udaba lwe-MTC Alliance. Kukhanya ngazani sokungene ubhongwe khona ngale ke ku-MTC Alliance. Kulabanye abangani badonsa besiyale, abanye labo bedonsa besiyale. So ke kungani sokuyingxabangxoza sibili okwenzakala khona ngale ku-MTC Alliance. Siyakwazi ukuthi kulamabandla athize anjenge-MTC T, kuzobuya i-MTC kaMnumzana Welshman Ncube, kuzobuya lekaMtambaro Arthur, sorry Agrippa Mtambara, iZimbabwe People First. Kuzobuya le Transform Zimbabwe ka Jacob Ngaruvume, kuzobuya njalo le People's Democratic Party ekanye le Zanu Ndonga. So ke isikhathi senu kona manje asiqoqeni sponti siyangapi ngodabalolo kunjalo ke bonde.
Makandiko Mr. Dube.
Siyaphila mfowethu.
Ya nasi nyaya nasi inofanira kuva inonakidza vanhu zvikuru nokuti ndoona sekuti vanhu kuZimbabwe vakamirira kuona zvinoitika mune nyaya dzematokero enyika zvikuru sei mubatanidzo wawe MTC Alliance. Saka chirongwa chavo ichi MTC Alliance ine mapoka akati kuti asi makuru acho ndiye inotungamirwa navatsvangirai kwozouya inotungamirwa navangaruvume. Kuzuya inotungamirwa na vatendai biti nedzimwe dzakati wandei neya Professor Welshman Ncube. Saka inyaya inodiwa nevanhu. Saka toda kuona kuti vanhu vanoti chinyi vanofungei. Would like to see to hear what the people think about the alliance, which seems to be facing some turbulences of some sort, but I think hopefully they will overcome this, but let's hear what the people say today.
Silo bantu sibili abasilandela kona manje ke ku Facebook Slow Polite kwakuba Maphosa uMusa Nkukoni lo sehlile majamela ngeleza but sebebukele sebekhona kona besitikini siyababona sibili. Kuzobuya lo Kultra Job kuti I'm watching you guys from Nairobi. Kuzobuya uMusa Nkukoni Nkukoni yakhuluma lapha uti I'm watching you from Beijing, China. So siyabona njalo ukuthi bakhona abanye abake basilobela lapha ke besitsho ukuthi balubona njani loludaba. Khanya loludaba silohlupha kwamagama. Abantu bafuna ukwazi ukuthi kambe vele kwenzakalani ku-MTC Alliance. So nxa ngavula ke umakhalekhukhwini wami mbone abanye basithumezela imlayezelo siyabona ukuthi kulo baba ke othi ungu Aspi Endlovu uthi kukhanya ngazani ke ku MDC lapha abantu kabavote ngobuningi babo ukuze ba balwisane lebandla lezano PF kuzobuya lo Mavela Sidube uBhango uthi Dube ye lamse ngikona khonapho emfowethu so ke kukhanya ngazani abantu banenga kakhulu. So we still remember, Mr. Wande, that you know there was this issue concerning the allocation of seats, and we recently heard that the MDC led by Welshman Ncube was allocated several seats, and some of the seats, you know, are in Harare, Bulawayo, and some prime areas which are considered MDC territory.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's why there's this kind of clash between some people. But indications are that people in the MDC are the ones that are causing all this kind of a problem. So we're waiting to get some of them to join us right now.
Yes, I'm hoping that they can come out and explain themselves in a way. You know, the allocation of seats was bound to cause problems because there is something in their agreement that says that alludes to the majority or the strongest party in a certain constituency, that if it's a member of the alliance, that party would be given a chance to run for that particular position. So you can see now, if we are looking at the BT and Gutu situation, there is already a conflict because the MDC is very, very strong, as we saw in the last elections in the area. But because of the alliance agreement, it was given to the PDP. So here we got a problem, and I hope that they will be able to explain this to the people, exactly what happened and what we should expect.
Yes. Right now we've got our first guest, and that is Mr. Mbuso Siso. Mr. Mbuso Siso is the MDC deputy spokesperson. That is the MDC led by Professor Welshman Ncube. Mr. Siso, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, sir.
So, for a start, we are told that there's a lot of turbulence in the MDC alliance. Tell us, what is going on?
Yes, there are a lot of problems we are facing in terms of allocation of seats. But as I heard my other colleague speaking just before, I've spoken to you. The agreement of the alliance is that we go into an alliance to defeat ZANU-PF in the next coming elections. And as an alliance, I do believe that if you are in an alliance, there is no smaller party than the other one. So what was agreed was that a certain party will be given seats to contest in such a place. Like my party, we were given seats in Matabeleland South, which is about seven seats, if not five. We were also given two seats in Bulawayo, one in Luveve and one in Bulawayo East. Where David Kosach will contest. Yes.
Yes.
So the problem that we are facing is that we have got our other partners from, especially from the MDCT, who do not want, who are complaining about the allocation of seats, especially in Bulawayo, where we are only given two seats out of 12. Which is becoming a problem. And then you wonder what the problem is, because the larger tranche of the seats has gone to the MDC team, and maybe two to PDP, meaning they will be left with eight seats.
Thank you so much. Yes. Finish up what you're saying there.
Sorry?
Yes. You wanted to say something? Just finish it up.
Yeah. So I think we really need to find each other and deal with the issues that are problematic about the allocation of seats. Because it has come to my understanding that it is not about the seats, but it's about a personal mandate between individuals.
Okay.
We do not want a certain person to to emerge in the bigger picture of the NDC alliance. They are better off working with other people.
Thank you very much. And stay on the line, Mr. Siso. We've got another guest. That is Mr. Jacob Mafume. He's the spokesperson for PDP, People's Democratic Party. Mr. Mafume, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, Mr. Wande, I think you can pose a question there.
Yeah. Mafume, munokunzwa zvikutaura hazvo navanhu. Nditambotaura nyaya iyi futi zve pa news dzedu. Na 7. Saka choda kuindira mberi nenyaya iyi. Manzwa one of our callers iko zvine zvachitaura achiti kwanzi nyaya ye allocation yama seats haisiri allocation yama seats per se asi kuti mavendetta kuda vanhu vanoda kuita zvekukaurisana. Munoti chii munofunge nezvekutaurwa izvi?
Tiri kutaura kuti nyaya yema allocation yema seats yakasiwa yagadziriswa navatsvangirai vakasaina addendum inonyatsotaura kuti iri siti iri richaenda kupati ipi, masiti achaenda kuMDC tinde api. Saka paita vanhu vari kuda kuita problem nezvakasiiwa zvasainiwa navatsvangirai, vanhu ava vanhu vanga vasingauyi kumarallies ealliance vatsvangirai vachiri muno muZimbabwe vasati vaenda kuchipatara. Fungidziro yavo ndeyekuti vachakwanisa kuisa masignature avo ivo paagreement. Agreement iri very clear, ine addendum. Addendum yakatosainiwa navatsvangirai kuHighfield. Vagutu vava neproblem navatsvangirai, vava kuti vatsvangirai zvevorwara vava kukwanisa kuchisaina ivo kana kuita zvavari kufunga ivo. Zvinhu izvi zvakagadzirwa kudhara zviri pablack and white, zvakasainirwa paseremoni nyika yese yakati jekerere. Ivo vakanga vakanyunyuta musi waisaina vatsvangirai havana kuuya. Vaakuchiti iko zvino hapana chakasainiwa kana kuti agreement haisi kureva zvairi kureva. Hazvitishamisi zvinowanzoitika. Takazvioneka kuZANU PF kuti vanhu vanogona kutanga kuda kugovana nhaka iyo nyaya yenhaka isati yasvika. Saka ndiyo nyaya iripo. Tingangoswera tichitatamisa nyaya isipo. Nyaya iripo ndeyekuti pane vasingadi zvakanga zvaitwa navatsvangirai. Vatsvangirai vakati ngatiunganidzei vanhu vese vanga vari kuMDC nevamwe vatsva. Titangire patakatanga, tiinde mberi. Inyaya yelegacy. Tiri kudhila nelegacy yavatsvangirai inova iyo legacy yaakurwiswa navagutu. Vagutu vanova ivo vakangozojoinawo.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mafume. What is saying?
Mr. Mafume here is saying that this arrangement, the alliance, the things that are in the alliance arrangement were negotiated and agreed to by, among others, Mr. Tsvangirai himself before he went into the hospital. So what he is saying is that it cannot be changed willy-nilly. Just someone wakes up in the morning and says that they want to make some changes. Because this is an agreed thing. It was negotiated. It was signed. And now they are at the stage of implementing what they agreed. And he is also saying that some of the people who are causing problems now were not even instrumental in the cooking of this whole project. But now, because Mr. Tsvangirai is away, they are coming out and they are opposing the work that was done by Mr. Tsvangirai. And Mr. Mafume is likening these people to hunters who share the spoils before they even kill the animal.
So let's take one or two callers. Thank you so much, Mr. Wande. Silo baba ke uJason Maphosa osecinweni. Ba Maphosa ungawutshona njani? Asitwene kahle sibili. Akutsho ukuthi wena udaba lwe-MDC Alliance ulubona njani, Mnumzana?
Uyabona udaba soluthi ukwaphela umuntu obengathiwa lusiye yedwa uyagula. So egula lawa wasemuva sebengathi kuyahluka ukuthi ubani ozotake over, ngoba ngathi ku-obvious ukuthi ubabutsvangirai impilo ayihambi kahle. So nxaubheka labokhuphe obani bani sebefuna igebi phambili kuyikuthi bona kumele balwele omanyana. But as for me, angiboni ukuthi umanyano lo ungasebenza as long as umuntu obuye nomqondo lo egula engekho right.
Mhm.
Wamanje manje engafaka bese ufaka uthinama, uthi uthinama masa. Ukhupha athi no.
Angakuchamisa eh.
Kumanyana.
Mhm.
So esigomi angibona ukuthi umanyana lo uzosebenza kahle. As long as uMzansi Twangira engabanga right. But uma yena right masinya, maybe ungakwazi ukuqhubekela phambili.
Mhm. So kodwa ke ungaba cebisa usithini ke ngomanyana lo wena ngakho?
Yabona mfowethu, umanyano lo ayi abazami ukusebenzela abantu bangacabangeli bona, bangacabangeli bona bodwa.
Mm.
Bangacabangeli ama-position, abacabangeli uzulu waseZimbabwe ukuthi ufuna izinto kunalokhuyana lokhuyana okufunayo. Mm-hmm. Bami indaba yezikhundla, izikhundla bazozibona as time goes on.
Mhm. Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke baba Maphosa. Maphosa lokugcina baba.
Hayi, into engingayisho ukuthi singabantu wena abasekela ini. EMDC yasibambaneni nje kubekele phambili sami ukulwa nabantu laba ekade basinindezela kakhulu.
Ye, siyakuzwa kakhulu eMaphosa. Ungathini lokusasa baba?
Ngiyabonga Thuba.
Yeah, that is Mr. Jason Maphosa is saying that this alliance won't work without Mr. Tswangirai. He says Tswangirai is the anchor of the whole thing. But these guys shouldn't fight, you know, because there's a lot that they have to do, you know, besides seats. Mm. So I'm told that we've got another caller, Namo Goronga. Maybe he speaks Shona. Can I talk to him?
Namo. Toko gamchira pachirongwa. Va Goronga.
Zvakanaka imi koma kutanonoka wande.
Titaurirewo munofugeko nenyaya iri mudariro nhasi.
Iyo handioni kuti nyaya ingati tadzisa kuti tiendere mberi nourongwa nekuti iyo nyaya inongoda kuti vakuru pachavo vagare pasi varonge dzaro dzavo kana vachiti vatsvangirai vakasiya varonga nyaya yakamira simamiriro iwavo dai taingokumbira hedu kuti bevangoremekedza zvakaitwa nezvakarongwa nemusharukwa wedu kuti apizvisa hazvisagura rwendo rwedu nekuti rwendo rwedu takutosvika takusvika pakugura chidembo mufe saka iyeyi ngavangogadzirisa daivo pachavo vakuru varipo vana vamudzuri vavanhu vakuru havanoziva maitiro yayo avanoita saka hanyanyi kuti inetsa kuti ingapera sei zano rinongovapendero kungoti isu vaya vasina kurejista vaya ngavachiwedzera kurejista kuti rati mutsvairo wedu uvatso kufamba nezvira kwayo chaichai
se muchiti takutosvika chinokupai mawara iwawo kufunga kuti tava padhuze nokusvika chii
kana munhu vanhu vanovona chaivo zvano yagomberwa haitisina pokuinda kana ukadavoita zvekufoseredza vanhu kuti tipei marisiki tivone enyu vamakadyidzanawo kuvhundukira vanhu kuri pachena nokuona kuti vano varidziva vacho rakadyika vakatora danda vakabaya vakaona kuti hapapindiki saka uno ndomukana wedu wekutanga nokupedzisira.
Aiwa, tinotendera mashoko enyu, tinotenda zvikuru chaizvo. Dube, he's saying that all the people concerned in this alliance should respect the work that Tswangirai did to bring the alliance together, and that they shouldn't worry too much, but he says we are almost there. So they should just, you know, be brave enough and go through with it, because the purpose is to defeat ZANU-PF. And he says the party, ZANU-PF, is almost finished. So there's no need for them to start causing problems at this particular stage. So we accept what he's saying. That is his opinion. So, you know, maybe you will elaborate after listening to the other callers as well.
So for those people that have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the MTC Alliance. In our case, Mr. Mbuso Siso, MTC Deputy Spokesperson, and Mr. Jacob Mafume, who is the spokesperson for PTP. So now, sizokuthiwa ke sesilo baba ecingweni, ubaba uMbongeni Sithole. Baba Sithole, ungatshona njani?
Sithole, baba, tshona njani?
Hayi, siphile kahle, wena unjani khonapho?
Hayi, ndiphilile kakhulu.
Akutsho ke mfowethu ukuthi wena ubona njani udaba lolo?
Hayi bona lona lulu ngiyashutha kodwa kalisuphi kakhulu. Ngoba into ekhona wena into okweleka bayenze laphayana ukuthi yona iyodwa nje MDC ngakabali i-alliance hlangene. Yona MDC yathangela into okumele ihlale ikubone kahle ukuthi yona yona yodwa nje mina ngendlela esengibone ngayo ma ngibona wona ama-campaigns akhona nje. MDC yona yodwa nje ikathangelayo. I-right kayidingi ukuthi ize ihlangane nabanye abantu. So into ofanele bayibhekisise kakhulu ukuthi amanzi usalula manje kungakabi kungahambi kuze kufinyelele kokuthi ithethe seliseduzekile kulebhekiselana. So kufunakala behle bebone okokuthi alayensi leyo iyaqhubeka noma kayiqhubeki. Ma bekubona kokuthi bona laba abanye bakhona laba bafuna izikhundla eziningi bona bezazi ukuthi abalamasapota abavele bathiyane nakho manje. Ngoba mina manje ngiyabhekisisa lapha kubo-Facebook laba abantu ama-campaigns abo lawo ngibona kuyiredi kuphela kubonakalisa amasapota zikathangirayo. So into kufanele bayibhekisise kusemanje. So kanti nalapho futhi eblawayo lapho kunomakhuphe khona umakhuphe la kufanele akubone khona lokhu ukuthi vele ayikho into esingayenza singamandebele kuphela. Thina sibambana namashona bamamele into abazithoyo kuphela ukuze ilize liqhubekele phambili i-LDC iqhubekele phambili. Akusizi kokuthi abanye labo badonsele esayidini nabanye labo badonselele kuyagcina futhi kubuyisele emuva khona lokhu izame igcina futhi iqhubeke ibusa futhi qhubeke ngokudubeka khona lokho esikubhekileyo manje. So into ekhona ukuthi if i-alliance yakhona nawo befuna izihlalo ezinkulu ezininginingi ezininginingi becabana abahle bahlukane kumanje sibone ukuthi iqhubekela phambili kanjani baba.
Ye siyakuzwa kakhulu ke mfowethu ungathi nalo kusasa
ya hayi ngiyabonga kakhulu.
Yes so the caller here Mbongeni Sithole is saying you know the problem that is there is people don't realize that the MDCT on its own is very strong. So as it is very strong, some other people mustn't play games here. So he's, I think he's a supporter of the MDCT. And he's saying but, that these internal rifts are not good at all.
Yeah.
So let's go first to Mr. Mbuso Siso, and then we take a caller. Baba Siso, uloku kwa nengi kwa
nengi?
Ye, nga suka kele kwa nengi ukuthi uloku lwisana pakathi kwe MDC, Owens Alliance, kusenzwa MDCT. Kulungiswa njani manje nga kunje?
Njengoba ngingatsho nje muva ukuthi into le indoda layehluleke injani izamile ngisitsho ukuthi ake sihlanganene sisodwa siyimasibeleng sikhiphe amabhaji ethu ama-political parties sokufanele sibonisane ukuthi kati kuhluka ngaphi langaphi siyimasibeleng sisodwa. Njengoba ngitsho emuva ukuba into leyi idilizwa ikakhulu yimathebeleng siyazi sonke ukuthi i-majority e-opposition ibuya yemathebeleng. Imathebeleng yiyo ebivotela ilokhu zenini i-MDC yiyo athuthukisayo ivele yona yaqala khonapho ifonywa ngubaba uGibson. Sakuba le nkinga ngo-2005 sakuba le nkinga baba le nkinga futhi sebesele kodwa lenabo bithi kwaba le nkinga ubithi esesehlukana futhi lakwakhuzenini labo Golden Moy. So unga ungumuntu kwesinye isikhathi kumele uzinuke amakhwapha uzibuze ukuthi ukusa ngaphi khonapho ngoba nxa sivele sihamba siyehlukene omunye edonselale ingubo yakhe omunye eyidonselale akula lapho esiyakhona sonke sasale egcekeni sigodola. So ukuze kulunge lokho ngasihlaleni phansi njengamaba njenge-leadership yemathebeleland. Ngiyakhumbula siqala into e-alliance leyo ubaba uTswandirayo wahlangana lobaba uWelsman lobaba uTendayilithi babuzana ukuthi ndoda lokhu esaxabanayo kuyini esakutholayo sayithola yini into esasiyilwisa wakhanya bonke kakula owathola anything bonke bangaphandle kodwa abantu ababenefithayo abayibo ababuya lezimpi lezo ngabantu abahlala eParliament abangasafuni ukuphuma eParliament abangelandaba lokuthi i-election siyiwinile against ZANU-PF or not bona liphathela ezabo izikhwama. So ukuze kulunge lokhu gasidinga neni sihlanganeni si way forward.
Yes, yauza kakhulu ke baba Siso bamba konapo ungakatshana. So all in all, what he's saying is that you know, the problem appears to be emanating from Matabeleland. So people must actually sit down and iron out their differences. You know, with that, they can move forward. So I guess maybe we've got a caller on the line.
Yeah, we have Mr. Mkanya. Muripo Yereva Mkanya. Tiripo Yedu Isusu. Tiba Tide Odenya Yedu Anasi.
Nyeti kui wayaka ipa zikuru be inifungwa ndi 19 ngoti leva na vagotu lamboti mire mbichana MVC ya wapa juu kecha
hizo. Lizo
mukana wana au zinga ziri wana na ukitiko maelekisheni hati sababa kutaku itewa kupatanu pie kumukana usunga hiti.
Saka muno na utewa mbo mira
Gavambo mira kuziringana nga waka zile sumu chopu chopu na utima election ya duwa pa duze nga hatu gazile sumu chopu 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 mbwara.
Cha muno funga uti chiriku konze rae zichi.
Imita ndona chino konze rae zichi na wei kuda zigaro nga warego maizane zigaro nga wama izane neku sumu kura nyika ndo sumu kutuwa.
Hai, tazi inzo awamkanya tunotenda skuru. What he's saying is that people like Mr. Obed Gutu, who in this case is trying to contest against Mr. Biti, against what the alliance decreed, should hold their horses. They should wait and let this thing play itself out, because there is a lot of hope. So he's saying to people like Mr. Obed Gutu, they should not disturb this arrangement at this time.
Yes, so let's get back to Mr. Jacob Mafume. Mr. Mafume, it seems as if the problem may not be necessarily emanating from your camp. But normally when you're a group and something happens in that group, it affects everybody. So how serious is this issue, you know, in the MTC Alliance?
Well, it's a serious issue. It's a legacy issue. Mr. Tsvangirai has got a vision. He shared that vision at Highfield. There are those who are opposing Mr. Tsvangirai's vision. We were all advised by the nation, by the reporters, even by everyone. We were encouraged to go back to Tsvangirai. Now it appears kuti kwa kune vamwe vekwa Tsvangirai ikoko vaingoti Tsvangirai Tsvangirai, but vasiri kuda kutevedzera vision yake. Vanotevedzera vaTsvangirai kana vachivasapota ivo. vaTsvangirai vakazoita imwe idea yavanenge vanayo. Vakazoita zvimwe zvavanenge vachida kuti vaite, voti aiwa hatidi kuzvitevedzera. Vakasaina vasingazivi, vaakuda kuwedzera chirungu panyaya. vaTsvangirai vakasumuka, vakabata maoko emunhu wese, vakabata ruoko rwaBiti, vakabata ruoko rwaWashman, vakati munhu wese ngatichidzingiriranai nezano, tidzingirire ibve mupower. Iko zvino we now have people like Obed Gutu who then say no, that is not a vision, but a nightmare. But we should be clear here. Mr. Tsvangirai has got a vision. It's unfair to try and stick it to him whilst he's in hospital trying to recover. Whilst he's trying to recover, Mr. Gutu is trying to take advantage. But look, the alliance is very clear. The mood on the streets is that people must unite. The mood on the streets is that we should conquer ZANU-PF. ZANU-PF is on the run, and we are chasing. It is a confused party, and with the MDC alliance, we are going to chase them out of government sooner rather than later, and we will see what happens.
Thank you so much, Mr. Jacob Mafume. I'm told we've got two callers here,
yes.
So let's take them fast. The first one is Thomas Mafumo, not the musician, right?
Yeah, he's just using that name.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Vama Fumo, Taura Tinzo, Edwe. Hello? Vama Fumo mburipo ere?
Hongo ndiripo mambo.
Hongo, hongo, hongo. Tato tukuna pangwe takura sai. Mwana kutibazira ere nenya yai?
Hongo ziro kwasu. Ndoza ndakuto fonera.
Aha, taurai tinzwe.
Ndiripo ndama ningi kutinyami utaurai. Inya yai notiyo pasanga na zikara ziri. Sino wazaka mbeta makaraso naani. Zvino vanhu ivava kuti vati umwe api umwe mukana zvinhu zvinonetsa. asinga ingo kumbiriza zikuru sei kuvarume vari vaviri vavo kuti kana vabiti vachinzwa kuti vanda kuti alliance ifambe zvakanaka vainzwisise semunhu waloya kuti chinonzi alliance chii uye vagutuze semunhu anotungamira zvepati yakakura kudaro vanzwisise kuti chinangwa chedu ndechei ivo pachavo ngavarege kuti tafanika zvisinganzwisisi kuno kumakumboko nekuti hatisi kushandira nyaya yekuti ivo pachavo ivo vaone zvigaro kumusoro asi kuti vatisinungurana nezvatiri kuita mashoko akarongwa navatangira iye vasati vamborwara dai vayakoshesa vachiziva kuti nemamdcs vaikwanisa kuti vaite chinhu chimwe chete choti paisi kutinde mberi tiri kurwadziwa ngavarege kuti da ndotenda hangu baba
aiwa tinozvinzwa vamapfumo tinozvinzwa chaizvo he is appealing to both people Tendai Biti and Obed Gutu, and he's saying that these people are lawyers, so they should understand what this is all about. He says that they support the alliance not because for them to have positions, but because to liberate the country. This is the reason that they are giving support to them. So he's urging them as lawyers to understand why they are in this situation and the reason behind the alliance.
So thank you so much, Mr. Wande. We have got Mr. Larry. Ecingwe lapha baba Larry unjani? Larry uyangizwa kuhle mnumzane?
Yeah, nyakuzwa.
Isibongombani Larry?
Unare, ngimakazi igama.
Unare, unlari Larry Nare.
Nare
Kunjani Nare?
Hayi mina ngiphilelo.
Yeah, anti vele kwanda.
Yebo.
Awubona ke awucho ke homeboy ukuthi udawulolo ulibona njani?
Yazi ukuthi i-alliance yona ibingumbono omhle kakhulu. But i-alliance akhona ngibona ngani ihle iqale iku-intensive care. Ngoba right masephathe isithombe sokuthi umuntu omkhulu njengobidi lo wawo lugudu ngabe aba yibo asebesiba ne-confusion yokuba ngisikhundla esisodwa. Ngokuthi ukuthi abancane ama-councillor akithi phansi lekhaya bazakuzwisisa ukuthi bayatshelana yini ukuthi le i-constituency iwadi lingekabani ishele ubani bazakuvuma yini khulokho ngoba phela isibonela sebekuthondekise ukuthi iinkokeli eziphezulu ziyalwa zibanga ngesikhundla esisodwa so kuthi ukuthi vele already sokuyi-confusion so izami yona iyazilungisa izame ukuzilungisa phezu kwamanxeba layo ebedlule kuye izame ukuzilungisa and singawina nje freely and fair kukala sitofa even esiyi-one singazwileni izami ngoba i-opposition zonke zifana nabantu mhla ka-26 December imizimbi yathi ivuka ibuhlungu kufana nama-opposition wonke nje ayikho-opposition embi ngenyawo ongathi ingatshallenja izami p f ngokwamanje qinise nambone yes and ama-leaders amaningi even ayako-opposition ngibonela nje kumgali inemekhi kwenza kwa bonke nje ngabantu labana ominamina vele into yonke ufuna kube ngaye ngaloku selfless njengamaleaders amanye sake sayabona kudala abantu bamanje they are selfish ufuna yena ube nguye njengamanje ubona ukuthi ubaba uthangirayi mayeaphointa ama-deputy phezu kwadeputy okhona oyi-senior anto veyokhe le yi-confusion sezidirection ngayikho mina vele sokuzokungivela phela lokuthi ngingathola ngithi ngekhaya ngiyevota ngiwesta imali yami yebhasi ayi
kungalukethusa
akuna phathi ekunika amandla la uzwe uphakama njengalokhona ngo-2008 ngabo-2000 abantu babephakama bezizwa ukuthi omunye ethi ngifuna ukuya yemele yami omunye ayethi ngifuna ukuyadefende yami ngaphuma esihlabeni kwabusesethe power kwakuzwakala ipolitics noma nje kwakulokubi okubulakana but umuntu wayesiba lesibindi sokuthi ngifuna ukuyavotela eyani but manje even yona engeyakho uyayizwa nje ukuthi ayiduma mani amaphathi ama-opposition special aduma ofuze ngabe astrong kakhulu ngabe yiye abona isidirection kakhulu kwedlula leyo ebusayo bekuzaba lula manje njengoba nabo bekubona ngani vele ingathi isterus sabo vele siyazifani nanje besezama otherwise sabo size sibe nese nambonasasa
yes siyakuzwa kakhulu ke mnumzana Nare ungadinela kusasa yeah. Baba sibongile
ngiyabonga
yeah that is Mr. Larry Nare he's saying that you know he's losing hope in the opposition He says he may not, after all, waste his money going to Zimbabwe to go and cast his vote. Because he says the opposition is very disappointing. He says, you know, it starts from what Mr. Tsvangirai did when he appointed two other deputies. You know, yet there was one senior one, that is Thokozani Kupe. Maybe he says that's why Ms. Kupe is not pulling in the same direction with others. So he says there's a lot that is happening. ZANU-PF right now, according to him, is transforming itself into a big and massive movement. And yet the opposition is going down. So he's very, very much concerned. And if such people are expressing such an opinion, I don't know what the guests can say about this kind of thing.
Mr. Mafume, are you there?
Yeah.
Yeah. You heard what the caller said, which prompts me to ask you this question. Is the alliance in trouble? Will this be sorted out to the satisfaction of the electorate?
Yes, it will be sorted out. We have been in a bigger problem than this before. It is an alliance. What is clear to the people is that let's register. Life, ndeya mwari, life is yedu. And the ana iziva iko zvino kuti ZANU-PF inenge ina candidate inonzi Munangagwa. Isusu tinofanirwa kugadzirira zvatinofanirwa kugadzira. Tinofanirwa kuregister mavote. Rwendo rurefu ngatipavire ingoma. Kwatiri nguva inogona kunge yapera, asi kuna Mwari ari nyandenga akatisika nguva haisati yapera, nguva yake iri kukwana. Ende nguva yake iri kutaura iyo kuti vana veZimbabwe vakuva pedo nekuti vachisununguka. So we as the leaders of the opposition are very clear in our planning. We've asked the people, and the people said we should form an alliance. There are some of us who will be anti-alliance, but the people will give them direction. We have formed the alliance. It is now up to the people to support it. We will have the candidates, we will have the program, and we will sacrifice even our lives, if need be, to ensure kuti vanhu veZimbabwe vasununguke. So they should not lose hope. They must register, and we will proceed with the alliance project. And tine minamato kuti vatsvangirai vachaita nani. Chishuo chavo vari muhospitari chekuti tibatane tichachiteverera tichasiyana nezvokupokana kwataimboita toti chishuo nevision yanga ina vatsvangirai toenda nayo mberi vanenge vachida kuipikisa votiudza kuti vari kuipikisirei.
Aiwa, mazvita chaizvo. He's assuring us that the problems will be sorted out and they stand with the decisions and the arrangements that were made by Mr. Tsvangirai, and that as part of this alliance, they are going to go ahead and uphold this alliance until the elections, until the victory. Yeah. So that's what Mr. Mafume
was saying. Yes. So we've got a caller here.
Yes.
Yes. Baba Mfundisi Moyo. Hey, Baba Moyo, kunjani? I'm told he speaks Shona, so we can take
it. Vamoyo. Aiwa, tiri nani zvedu, makadini iko imi?
Aiwa, tinofiva makadiko vahwande nemhuri yose yamunobata nayo
basa. Mhuri yedu yatinobata nayo iri nani chaizvo. Tinofara tose kana tichinzwa muchitaura nesu kudai.
Aiwa, tinotenda chekuti angaregai tende futi zvine mhuri yeZimbabwe yose yakateerera kudai pamasaisai eStudio 7. Regaitoro mashoko maviri matatu. Nhau yatawaona iri panyaya iri panyanga nhau iri kupisa chose. Chandinogona kuti ndisarangudzo zvangu panhau iyi iri kuitika mukati memubatanidzo wealliance uyu. Chakanyanya kukosha, varume ava vanofanira kuti vadzokere pakubatana kwakanaka, nokuti Simoni chimiro chiripo kuratidza kuti pachavo vanozvitsvagira zvavo zvokuburisa matumbu avo, nokuti pachavo kana vachinge vakutanga kuti wari kuda izvi vari kuda izvi, kureva kuti kuvateveri vanovada vapa gwara ripi, kududzira kuti kurwara kwavatsvangirai hazvisireva kuti vatsvangirai vatopara zvachose vachadzoka kuzvikuru saizvozvo. Hazvisinei izvazvo, inyaya yekuti pamwe dzizinguva Mwari vada kuratidza kuti varatidze kuti vane chokwadi ndevapi vanofamba navo mukati megurupu, kuratidza kuti ndopamuda chokwadi papapa. Sabuwa mwari udenga wachida kuratidza kuti vatsvangirai kuti ndidzimwe hama dzaifamba nadzo dzatingati dzakanzi dzakamira sechokwadi, kuratidza kuti dzimwe dzehama
dzanga dzihama dzichokwadi saizvozvo saka ndokunzira zvikuru sei kumbatanidzawo kana vachinge vakatirai vatungamiri vava rikana ivo vakatanga kudai vanobva vafadza vamwe vanhu kuti hakuna chiriko saizvozvo saka tinokurudza kudai vanga vari vamwe vanhu vagona kubatana vaiti chinhu chimwe chete ende futi zvechimwe chipiri mubatanidzo futi wakanaka pura futi zvawakaipa nenyaya yekuti umwana umwe anenge achitsvaga pako dai ndikabuda ndikadai dai ndikaguta dai ndikadai ndikadai saka dzimwe dzimwe nhau dzinokanganisa futi mukati menyaya yemasupporters saizvozvo zvakaizvozvo saizvozvo tikada kurangarira futi pamusana pavabiti nevamwe vese kana vagoti nevamwe vose inhau iri kukanganisa vanhu vakawanda zvikuru pakuita kwavo dai vangova vanhu vaya vanodzokerana pamwe chete vagone kuti vagone kupusha basa riende mberi kuti vagone kuwana sapoti ino kana vachinge vatanga vadai kuratidza kuti vada kuti sungano yavo isagona kuenda mberi muchatowa ndiona uchibudira kana ukaramba wakadai chatoda kukuudza ndechekuti tira kungodai mwari vakatuma notimba ivanhu vakawanda vari ruzhinji wevanhu vakawanda vari kutarisa vamwe zvichida mubatanidzo waigona kubudisa shanduko but zvaakutotanga kudai mvura yapapedyo kuda kunaya kuda kuti mbeu vanhu vachatadza kusandoima zvakanaka nyaya kuti umwe achati nda kutora jugeja rangu umwe nda kutoraenda joko ndirangu woti mumhende dzangu saudati pachava panorema ipapapo asi zvisinei zvazvo taida kukudza zvakaitwa navatsvangiri vangakati zvakanaka zvikuru vanhu vagone kubatana vaiti zvakanaka zvikuru vagone kunza gwara rakanaka asi kuva kuti pachavo hama idzo vakasanganidzana nadzo kuva kuti pachavo kunyange kuvari kudla navo vari kuona kuti vanhu vasinamira zvakanaka pachavo
aiwa vamwe tinotenda chaizvo namashoko iwayo Dube vamwe panapa vari kutaura of course vari kuita appeal he is appealing to the people involved to be united and he's even urging people like BT to go back to the MDC like the old days but he's also pointing out that the absence of Mr. Tsvangirai is God's way of showing who is real and who is not within this alliance. So that is his point, but he's urging people like BT to go back to the MDC proper.
So, Mr. Mbuso Siso, are you still on the line?
Yebo ngikhona la.
So lapha ke abakhuluma ngakho umnumzane lo sathi uphuma enkundleni. Uthi umuntu oyinsika MDC alliance kuvele ngutswangirai. So ke nxa uthi ke abantu bangakulandeli konoko kungani bayalahleka ngokutsho kwakhe. So wena ubona njani konoko? Ngamafishane bakho.
Ngagcizelela ngithi uqinisile kakhulu kuyatshengisa ama-true colors awabantu ngokwenza abakwenzayo kathesi ukubana bebekhona ku-MDC bakhona ku-MDC kodwa akabakho ngeqiniso ngoba nxa wena ususiyadeceive your master to my understanding lekuzeneni i-national council ye-MDCT blessed this MDC alliance plan eyenziwe ngamabandla ahlukeneyo kodwa bathi sebebona ubaba uTsvangirai engasaphathekanga bese besithi ibona kabavumanga bona bengama-members awe-national council ayekhona njalo kwaphinda kwaya ku-standing committee ubusudinga uswele ukuthi kathi umuntu uyabe evele ethembekile noma akathembekanga so yikho lapho kumele kubonakale khona ukuthi uzibani lo zibani akathembekanga and i-party it should deal with such people who are not sincere to the party.
Yes, I was a colleague, Bamba Konapo, Baba Siso, Uwankachana. So he says, you know, it boggles the mind that when some of these people that are pulling aside, that these people were there when the MDC alliance was crafted. So therefore, it's not looking good for them, you know. So he says they should have opposed in the initial stages of crafting the MDC alliance.
Yeah.
Yes, tateke ubaba unqabeni nyandemkondo khumalo osecingwani baba nyandemkondo kunjani
nyaphila baba utiveni njani
siyaphila kakhulu futhi kamfuka futhi ngamafutshane uyishaya sibili indaba ngena khona po baba khumalo ye usakhona khumalo
ela
ye
yeah ukuthi ngithi ngasazwa kahle
ye ngena khona po ke utsho ukuthi MDC alliance ukubona njani ukuxokozela phakathi kwemanyano?
Uhlupho olukhona babuzive lapho ngizoqala khona ukuthi nxa sikhangela kweze politiki especially kithi lapha e-Africa sisesenenkinga yobugovu ukuthi ubani lobani ufuna ukuzithola ethungamela kukanti singavumelana ulutho kumele silisebenze linjalo ukuphumelela loku kungaphumeleli kwalo kumele ukuthi kuvele kithi ukuthi ukubambana esikuvumelene i-alliance esikuvumelene izasebenza phezu kwayo yini noma cha. So indaba ekhona engibonayo eluhlupho ikakhulu kithi thina ekhaya ngalezi ndawo abantu ababambananga babambene ngemlomo kodwa ngezenzo akuhambisani. So indaba ekhona babuduke eyenza kube lokuxokozela laphana ukuthi uzibani lozona ufuna ukuzithola kunguye ophethe i-LDC alliance. Kukanti-ke bekumele ukuthi lokho okwavunyelwa naye kusetyenzele phezu kwakho nxa kuyukuthi umuntu umzane uMorgan Tsvangirai akaphathekanga bekumele kube le-alternative bekumele kube le ndlela eqondileyo ezasetyenziswa ukuqoka ozabe elibambela nakhe aze alulame kodwa-ke esikubonayo ngathi yi-political greediness abantu akuzithola labo bephatha kukanti-ke lokho akulungelanga isimo esiphakathi kwazo manje yikho kuzakwenza ukuthi i-MDC alliance yehluleke futhi ukhipha i-ZANU-PF esihlalweni.
Siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke Khumalo, kodwa kwalungiseka yini kumba kulungiseki lokho?
Indlela okungalungiseka ngayo yikuthi abantu bababuyele kuma-founding principles angikhona ukuthi kwavunyelwa nani ukuthi kusetshenzwe njani then kusukela khona lapho-ke kulapho sekungasetshenzwa khona njalo futhi ezinye kumele baziqaphele ukuthi-ke siyakwazi ukuthi bakhona abantu ongabathola ku-MDC alliance abasebenzisana lebandla elibusayo okuye abantu abakhipha information okuye abantu abenza kube ukuxokozela konke leyo so abantu kabaqapheli ukuthi basebenza lobani njani ukuze kube njani.
Hhayi-ke siyakuza kakhulu Khumalo, ungathi nani kusasa baba, sibongile.
Ngiyabonga babudela.
Yeah, so that is Mr. Nyandemkonto Khumalo is saying, you know, the problem with Africans, I'll put it that exactly how I put it, you know. People don't want to be honest. They are greedy for positions. So these people are very greedy for positions. And that's it. And he has no apologies for that.
We've heard this so many times in the past. So, and I don't know why we can't get over this at all.
Yeah, so he says people should go back to the founding principles of the MDC. That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess we've got Donald Mamboma.
I hope Mr. Mamboma can help us with this. Vamamboma, kuda apa pakaita zvinhu zviviri kahanditi nokuti vanoti zvanzi pati inenge yakasimba mudunhu iroro muarea imomo ndo inopiwa chinzvimbo chomualliance. Saka iko zvino mukatarisa munoona kuti vabiti vakanga vachimbova MP wearea iyoyo asi vapiwa mukana uyu nokuti imemba yealliance. MDC ndiyo yakanga yakahwina, ndiyo yakanga yakasimba, ndiyo yakasimba muarea imomo. saka havaisi munhu kuti arane imomomo ndo paita sokuda kunetsa ipapa apa saka zvamunotaura kuti ndozvinzvisisa chose asi ko zvinezvi zvasvika papa kuti zvinhu zvavakaronga zvavakurwisa nazvoga pachazvo imi mamuchifunga kuti zviitwe sei
Yeah, I'm going to go to the country. I know it's not here. I'm going to go to the country. I'm going to go to the country.
Yeah, really East.
I'm going to go to the country.
I'm going to go to the country. To determine the strength of a political party in the in a particular constituency. This is why some of these things are happening now, like in this way.
So now I think let's put this thing very clearly. We tried to contact Mr. Opet Kutu and Mr. Tendai Biti for them to come here. And one of them said he can't. He said there's a conflict of interest, so he couldn't. And the other one, he ended up not picking up his phone. So next time, guys, if you're listening, Mr. Opet Kutu and Mr. Terai Bidi will call you so that we can talk about some of these issues. So let's read what people are posting on Facebook. We've got Ketai, who's saying there's a power strike in the MTCT. And then we've got Lloyd Njenjera, who says all MTC factions need to come together, join hands and get a real change. We want real change. We respect Mr. Tswangirai's contributions and as a sign of respect to his lifetime sacrifices, let's unite and vote for real change. Then I've got Gideon who says, can you phone me, guys? Right now I'm in Botswana. Then Prince Indlovu says, oh, please call me. I'm in Zim. And then I've got Lloyd who says, don't be fooled, people. ZANU-PF was inexperienced at independence. Any brave Zimbabwean can lead our country. Any more time with the politicians who are okay? That one I think is a bit mixed up. Do you have any other?
Yeah, there are some postings on the Facebook page. There's Tarire Chingo, who says Kupe is right. We need an alliance in the areas such as Mashonalands, Manicaland, and Mashingo. Kwete Zana Chamisa, Zukutsaga Mari, Nezinjimbo. Well, he goes on to say some expletive words which we don't really need. And Pana Joseph Hammer, not forget it. There's no need for an alliance. Let them enjoy separate political space for the sake of democracy, nothing else.
Perfect. So, okay, let's start about to ngesikape kape. Slow Baba Utizai Hatebe, usekumwani, sabaniga 1.5 minutes each. Baba Hatebe, kunjani?
Yeah, mpini njani.
Na isipile kakulu hati, visikati kutu sasa kiyo mango we. Pose lako baba.
Yeah, hai. Namati nje minute nga ichwa lapo kuku alliance leo ekona lapo. Njobi si pegging mabangoza so. Ito nga ichwa ikutu kwa na ito shota yo lapa. Akuna ito shota yo. Sinakuluma siye le, siye gupi. Ito shota yo lapo ilita shi pukupela. Evantu ibonke la baba kona ngoba. Ungapeka even umholi wakhona uMorgan Tsvangirai. Enabo deputy abangu 3 ikambe i-alliance ngaqhubekela phambili kanjani ngabo deputy abangu 3 kodwa sila abantu vele bazokulwa muzi.
Ha uhlowa itshaya ikhanda baba adebe siyabonga kakhulu.
Yeah, wangikhatha.
Hayi ayiqhubeka right okay what cha kokucina nje ngoba ukuthi akukanye ngazani iphone siqhumekile. Siyazamfonela uadebe kusasa ngila estikini la. So what he's saying is that there is no leadership at all in the MTC and other people in the alliance. He says even Mr. Morgan Tsvangirai made a mistake by appointing 3 deputies. See? So he says there's a big issue there. Do you have a caller? I'm told we've got a caller. Hi, how are you? Mr. Makuni. Mr. Makuni, how are you?
Hello, how are you, sir?
We are fine, and you?
Yeah, but I'd like to express myself more in Shona.
Go ahead, sir.
Taurayenyu, do not kunzwai.
Ndatenda zvikuru, makabiri koko kuWashington.
Ai, watiri nani, tinofara zvikuru kana tichitaura nemi kudai.
Ndinofara zvikuru kana tichave neleadership yatine takaisa pamberi seyavamuvemutangirai. Ndinoona sekuti tikairespekta kana tikaipa ruremekedzo rwayakakodzera kunge rwuripo. Tinenge takavatuma vatsungirai ava kuti endai munosainirana nevamwe mualliance, tifome alliance. Chikonzero chiri chekuti kana takabatana tiri naalliance, zviri nyore kuti tikonge kana kuti tikunde musangano watiri kukwikwidzana nawo. Takangamwati musangano uyu for 87 years wanga uri padrivers seat, nanhasi uchiri padrivers
seat.
Kana tarakuti ndinoda kuti inini ndinge ndichizikanwa ndiende kuHarare East or whatever.
Yes.
But ndizini yakanga yakasuzirwa vachiti vaende kuHarare East.
Ya, shoko renyu tarinzwa shoko renyu. He's saying that we should respect the leadership at all times, because you know if we follow what they say, maybe they are in the right, but we should respect the leadership.
Yes, sorry that some of you guys we tend to cut you a little bit because the time is up. Now to Mr. Jacob Mafume and Mr. Mbuso Siso. So we'll start with you, Mr. Mafume. Is this thing fixable, or this is the end of the MTC Alliance? Briefly, sir.
It is fixable. You keep on saying that the alliance agreement says the party should weigh its strongest. That was a principle. Then there was an addendum, the allocation of seats, which was signed by the president, Morgan Tsvangirai. That addendum is part of the agreement. So we are no longer going back to the principles of the agreement. We endorsed Mr. Tsvangirai as the candidate of the president of the alliance, and that was signed. Then we endorsed the candidate in the addendum that was attached and signed at Highfield. So the seat allocation is done. We are no longer going back to it. You can't read the agreement where it says we are going to form an alliance, and then what I was, no former alliance. That is part of the agreement. The agreement is in about four documents, which all documents have been signed. One leads to the other. So Yema allocations of seats was already done, and it's finished. And
Thank you very much, Mr. Mafume. Mr. Mafume, thank you so much. Let's go to Mr. Siso. 30 seconds. Your last word. Mr. Siso, your last word, sir. Yeah, your last word. Can you say your last word?
Yes. What I would advise the people of Zimbabwe and our supporters as a whole is that people should go and register to vote. It is so nice that we are speaking to the people about the problems that the alliance is facing. So people should not be diverted by problems that are being caused by individuals in the MDC alliance. The other thing is that you cannot distance yourself from Tendai BP and the Welshmen, the same people that started the movement, and you say they are a small tent.
Thank you.
No, they are not.
Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you so much, Mr. Siso.
Stay put and not be diverted about
Thank you so much, Mr. Siso. And we've gotten some advice from Ketai, who says, come to BZA, a more structured and determined party. Do you know BZA? I'm not quite sure.
I'm not quite sure.
On that note, we leave it there. We thank our guests this evening, Mr. Jacob Mafume, spokesperson of the People's Democratic Party, and Mr. Mbuso Siso, deputy spokesperson of the MDC, led by Professor Welshman Ncube. Signing off is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C. Good night. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.